Merry Christmas, ladies and gentlemen. You're dialed in. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour. I am your jolly host, Ron Klinger, live and direct here from Business 1110 KTEK, home of Bloomberg Business Radio here in Houston. Yes, I am live. It is Christmas Eve, and I want to thank you for listening in and dialing in. Or if you're listening to this on the podcast, amen to that as well. Hey, I've got a fun show today. I look at it this way, like, well, why are you doing a live show? I know, I feel guilty now. I mean, all the folks from the station come in. We're getting it done, taking care of business. So many a thanks to Mr. Rod Samuels. Many a thanks to Mr. Andy and Jason for jumping in today. Thank you, gentlemen, for making this a reality and making it go live here on Business 1110. Hey, get connected. We're going to have some fun today. Hop on out to Facebook. Follow along to the Unleashed Radio Hour. So just search Unleashed Radio Hour on Facebook, and there's a little thumbs up. It says like. Click on that like so that you stay connected to all things Unleashed Radio Hour. You can always also follow along out at UnleashedRadioHour.com. Again, that's at UnleashedRadioHour.com. And if you're out on the Twitterverse, you can see a picture I'm going to post here in 2 seconds. Well, maybe a little longer than 2 seconds, but when I go to this break, about the elves. I've got some elves in the studio today helping me out to make this show become a reality. So, hey, in the Christmas spirit, we're going to talk about a little bit of a review and the gift that has been 2015 here on the Unleashed Radio Hour. Again, your host, Ron Klinger. Thank you for listening in. Merry Christmas, everyone. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Recently, we talked to people at a Lucia Capital Group Retirement Strategies Workshop about concerns they have related to retirement.
I am concerned about another market crash.
I think inflation is always a concern.
How to make our money last.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
Retirement in today's economy is one of America's greatest challenges, especially if you have to make decisions on your own, and you may live 30 years or more in retirement. If you're worried about outliving your money, inflation, and stock market volatility, discuss retirement strategies designed for these uncertain times. Get a written plan customized by an experienced retirement planning strategist. You can schedule a consultation with an advisor now by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click Contact Us at LuciaCap.com. That's LuciaCap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
This is Business 1110.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. My elves are headbanging in studio to Back in Black by AC/DC. All right, I know that they want to say hello, and they bring up that mic over there. So, because I put it out there, I've got two little elves here helping me today, because they can. You want to say hi?
Hi.
It's Miss Audra, who's back for her second round, and then for his first adventure on the show. What's your name, young man?
Nolan.
Yeah, Nolan's in studio. So, they're going to help us out here a little bit later on in the show. They're going to give us a top. I've got some things we're going to talk about, but before I get to them, I need to take care of some thanks, showing some gratitude to the gift that I'm able to be on this air and use. This is a platform, and I'll talk a bit about that platform a little bit, but I've got to give shout out. And you need to get out to Hilton Furniture and Mattress, located at 12100 Gulf Freeway, just south of Alameda Mall. I know, hey, it's still the holiday time. Get down, get what you need to get. Rock and roll, what you got to do. You need a new mattress so you get a great night's sleep after all the holiday partying and festivities that you're going to do. Oh, and guess what? You're probably out there thinking, and we'll get into this next week. Yes, I will be here next week as well. You're thinking, oh my goodness, I need to get healthy. Well, guess what? Getting healthy means starting out with a great night's sleep. So if you need a new mattress, whether it's Tempur-Pedic, get down there. They've got a mattress for use. They got it. Just get down, and as our brother says, because I know everyone's getting ready for the in-laws, the outlaws, and you're getting ready tonight for Santa Claus. That sounds like Coach, doesn't it? Yeah, I got two folks that know who I'm talking about. Hey, hop on down to Hilton Furniture and Mattress. You can also find more information at HiltonFurnitureAndMattress.com. That's a fact, Jack. Get down there so they can let you have it today. Let's go, ladies and gentlemen. We're rocking and rolling. All right, today I'm going to set this up on a tee. Was thinking about what we're going to do here. It's like, okay, what do I do? Where do we take this show? And it dawned on me. I need to say thank you to all of those of you that listen in. Today's topic of discussion, this is we're going to take a look in the rear view mirror at 2015. We're going to take a backwards glance so that we can also progress and move forward here on the show. And that backward glance is we're going to look at, this is kind of a mini year in review. And when I sit here to you today, it was this around this time last year, matter of fact, it would be next week, where this I had an opportunity to sit in this seat for the very first time. And it was getting ready to launch the Unleashed Ready Hour. The first show debuted on the 8th of January last year. And believe it or not, I've got some stats that I want to share and kind of talk about. But the first thing I need to say is thank you. Thank you to the folks that have been in my corner to support me this year. Thank you to all the folks that are here. Mr. Andy, can I get an amen?
Amen.
Who's always here to help me out and take care of business. I think he just scared Nolan. No, his eyes got real big. He wasn't ready for that one, Andy. Hey, I need to also thank the Red Whistle. Hey, it actually worked today. Merry Christmas to me. It gave me the gift of working for being a part of this process. But there's a lot of folks that have been in my corner, and I thank you. I thank you very much for helping this to become a reality throughout the support. To my wife, Deborah, for being there, for my family. And I've got two of my munchkins here, and then Garrett's out at home rocking and rolling and getting ready for Santa Claus as well, too. But listen, you know, when you have a moment, and I think that for me, I don't know about you, it's this time of year. And I think I've talked about this before on the show. If you've listened and all the podcast, which we'll hit here in a little bit, we'll talk about some of what I think are the top five most listened to shows. I did some of my own metrics, very scientifically driven, to talk about what some of those top five listened to shows and shows that really brought some engagement from our listeners out there, where I use the podcast site to track that engagement. But one of the things I want to kind of hit is again, where did all of this begin? And I say that because when I get to this time of the year, I get nostalgic. I begin to look back. I begin to reflect. I'm ramping up for a new fresh start, a new beginning in the new year, which we'll talk about next week. But more importantly, I'm looking at this through the lens of the gift that I've been given and afforded for the opportunity to be on the airwaves with you. This doesn't just happen naturally for some folks. This is a work in progress. But I want to be able to talk about, hey, if you've got any past favorite shows, you know, that you want to chime in and talk about, you can feel free to call in our brother Jason, who I am so grateful came in today. He looked at me last week. You going to come in this week? Yep, I sure am. And Andy for being here today. And also Ron, again, thank you guys for coming in to make this happen today. Couldn't do it without you. But hey, that telephone number, 713-785-1817, 713-785-1817. Hey, if you've got a favorite show that you listen to, if you follow along, you listen to it, made a difference for you, let us know. If there's a question or comment you'd like to make, feel free to chime in as well, 713-785-1817. You can also dial in toll-free, 877-881-0271. So we're moving along here, and part of this that I want to talk about, you know, just kind of give this 30,000-foot view. You know, this is just 1 hour a week, every Thursday from 10 a.m. to 11 here on Business 1110, KTEK, home of Bloomberg Business Radio here in Houston. Again, you can connect to the show at Facebook. Out on Facebook, just search for Unleashed Radio Hour. I'm on Twitter at Ron Unleashed. Imagine that. And then everything Unleashed Radio Hour can be found at unleashedradiohour.com. Now, real quick, as of today, believe this is the 51st show of the year. Now, granted, there's 52 weeks, and yeah, I've done all 50, and including today, number 51. So that to me is just I sit back and I'm like, wow, it went fast. when you do anything 50 times, that says something, and hopefully that production has improved over the last several shows. And I went back and listened to some of the earlier podcasts preparing for the show. I'm like, ooh, I was a little rough there, at least from my perspective. You know, when I look back and we start talking about the show, we start looking at this year in review, and it's like, okay, what was accomplished? What was achieved? And when I look at the purpose, I'm going to be honest with you, ladies and gentlemen listening in. When I first started this show, it was a little self-centered. It was about, okay, how can I have fun? What can I do? What can I be? How can I get a message out there? And I've had a chance to do that over the course of the year. But I will tell you, it was very quickly, I was able to see the gift of being on the airwaves to help others and to talk about how can you unleash your career, how can you unleash your business, and who can I bring to the airwaves to put on the air that can be a part of that process. We'll talk about that with some of our top listened shows. But, you know, one of the things I'm very proud of to talk about, you know, when I look at this, I say, you know, there were some, I got behind a couple causes, and we'll talk about that later. You know, there. If you've been out and listened to the show, there's a thing known as a run-a-log. Today's a partial run-a-log because I've got some helpers here in studio. You know, when I just kind of carry the show, it's just me. And then I've got some shows where, you know, I'm also excited, and I'll talk about these first, where, you know, I think it's important to get information and resources and tools on the tools that you can use in your career and your business to help you be successful. So I'm always out there looking for authors, and I've had 5 best-selling authors here on the show this year, you know, so that's exciting. You know, a couple of folks that I can highlight, and we'll go in reverse order. You know, we'll go from when things started out to, in chronological order. You know, the first author that I had on the show, you know, was an interview with a Houston legend, Dana Steele. Right, and she does your daily success tips that you can go out. They arrive in your inbox every morning. She does one every single day. How she does it, I'm still amazed, but she does. She's got some great books that are out there that you can go. The 101 Ways to Rock Your World, for example. And I know that she's got one that's getting ready to come out on 101 Ways to Rock a Trip in Cuba, since travel embargo has been lifted. And I know that she and her family had an adventure there recently this past fall. So she's writing another book about that. So giving that some value that you can dial in and just go out and search for Dana Steele, queen of rock and roll here in Houston. All right, another one another author that hops in. And matter of fact, he came on not once but twice. Someone who I admire greatly in the work that he actually facilitates. I'll get more into some of this, but you can go out, look for John G. Miller. Go out to QBQ.com. Again, QBQ.com. And we talked about, what is that QBQ? Question Behind the Question. It's a great book. Phenomenal perspective on personal accountability. Yeah, that might make a difference in your career, in your business, and in your life. He also came back and talked about the QBQ way as far as it related to parenting. So in February was QBQ Life, and then Parenting with QBQ with John G. Miller in April. Also had on the show, we had Brian Kaiser, growth coach and author, who came in on how to grow your business. That was in May, on May 14th. Oh, by the way, you're thinking, okay, this is all great, Ron, but I didn't listen to those shows. Guess what? There's a gift for you this holiday season. Hop on out to UnleashedRadioHour.com and click on the podcast link. Because guess what? All of the shows that I'm mentioning are listed out on the podcast page. And all you got to do is dial in, click, and you're there. Again, go out to UnleashedRadioHour.com and click on the podcast link. Another author that made it onto the airwaves with us was also one of my favorite. One that I've got a lot of his books. His name is Tom Rath, R-A-T-H. And it was Energize Your Work and Your Life. He recently released a new book. I say recently as in back in October. And it was about how do we, you know, all this talk and all this discussion about work and life balance, and is that achievable, and how do we do that, and how does that happen, and how do we make that work? Well, he took an opportunity and he put together a book that is very powerful, that you can go out and learn more, listen to the podcast, but that you can also search for and find, and it's How to Energize Your Life. And it's very powerful. It's a great book. It's a great read. It's a very powerful concept that you can dial in, pay attention to, and go out. And if you're looking for that show, if you want to go listen in, you want to find out about more of that, you want to learn more from him, you can go back. That show was in August, if I'm not mistaken. I'm clicking through here because I believe that's when I had it. No, it was it October? See, it's a blur, ladies and gentlemen. This is why we do the review. So again, the key thing is hop on out. Holy smoke sausage, it wasn't even then. It must have been July. Are you kidding me? Wow, I can't believe that has happened. I'll find the actual date on there. The actual date of that show, believe it or not, I do have in my grubby little paws, it's on the different page, was actually in June. Crazy enough, it was in June. It was actually June 4th. I'm all out of whack. June 4th. So you can go out and listen to information on his book, listen to talk about how things are going on and how you can energize your work and your life by Tom Rath. Great book, great opportunity. It's called Fully Charged. Next author that I had on there were good friends of mine through a community known as Insights. We talked about building a culture of accountability, and I think that is absolutely key in what we're doing and how we're doing that in today's society, building that culture of accountability. And joining me on that day was Julie Miller and Brian Bedford. Culture Without Accountability is the title of their book. So again, part of this review is for me, it's like I prepared, I looked at this, and then I even looked at this, like I still forget half of what we did. So the gift to you is I want you to stop today, stop over this holiday season, to hit the pause button and to reflect back to the gifts of this year, to look back into 2015 and say, wow, what a ride that has been. And I appreciate those of you that are going on this ride with me here today on the Unleashed Radio Hour. I will get to my elves here shortly who will help us out. You want to take us to break, Audra? She's like, I don't know what to do. We'll get her prepped. She'll take us to a break another time. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour. We'll be right back after these messages. Attention managers, business owners, and human resources professionals. Do you struggle with positively engaging and developing your team? Hi, this is Ron Klinger, host of the Unleashed Radio Hour. For over a decade, I have been coaching and helping leaders just like you. From management and leadership training to individual coaching and support, I can help you address the everyday challenges you face in your business or organization. If you're looking for a partner to your success, call the man who can help you with your plan. You can reach me online at motivationaltransitions.com or by phone at 832-746-9760.
Get ready, get set. Game-changing radio is here. Business Newsmakers Radio with me, Lou Guarino. Every show, we bring you the hottest business newsmakers from all over the globe. Our newsmakers share their views on what made them so successful and how you can benefit from their expertise. I don't use fluffy fillers or word salads. No way, man. I hit them hard with questions that will give you something powerful to make a difference in your business today. The secrets of success are with me, Lou Guarino, right here on Business Newsmakers Radio, 1110 KTEK, every Monday at 10 a.m.
Meet Del Wamsley.
If you had any idea how absolutely insane the stock market is, and let me explain to you how upside down and backwards every investment principle is that every financial planner teaches, you, as 90% of the people who take my seminar, walk out of there and stop doing everything you're doing right now.
Unconventional wisdom that will set you free 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. Listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show daily at 1 p.m. on Business 1110 KTEK.
This is Business 1110.
Look, if you had one shot, one opportunity.
And we're back here on the Unleashed Radio Hour, and I thank you for taking the time. Taking the opportunity to listen in here to the Unleashed Radio Hour. This is a year in review, vis-a-vis through the lens of the Unleashed Radio Hour. And that inaugural year, I tell you, I'm getting a little verklempt amongst yourselves. Some of you know that, some of you don't. Some of you, I'm showing how old I actually am. It's a Saturday Night Live skit if you don't know about it. What was that? Coffee talk, wasn't it? Feeling verklempt amongst yourselves. Right? So, yes, it's a little emotional for me today because we're coming up on a year here on the Unleashed Radio Hour. You know, we talked about it earlier. This is show number 51, Area 51, because I've got some guests with me here today. They're looking at me like I am an alien, so that's all good. Amen, amen, amen. Hey, so when I started talking about some things, I talked about having best-selling authors on the show. You know, I left off with a rambling on Tom Rath, also talking about my friends Julie Miller and Brian Bedford on personal accountability and building a culture of accountability and how important that is in your business. And I also want to talk about, I was excited to have the opportunity in November, had an opportunity to visit with Holly Dowling. If you go out to hollydowling.com, you know, this was a strength-based leadership and women's enrichment conversation. Great show, was listened to quite a bit in a very short period of time. That's another wonderful, great show out there that you can go and dial in on the podcast site. Go out to unleashedradiohour.com and click on the podcast link. Again, as always, follow along with the show. Facebook, great place to do that. And you just go search for Unleashed Radio Hour. I've got posts that are out there. We'll get quotes of the week. All the fun and the like will be out there as well. So we continue to go on. Oh, I forgot about this one. This one was really fun. In October, on my birthday of all dates, in October, I had a great conversation talking about Xbox Revisited. And for all of you gamers, for all of you that are out there who are out getting ready for the holidays. It was so cool for me. I'm a gamer. I'll admit it. All right. Of course, I haven't been online much, but it was very exciting for me. I had the former CXO, Chief Xbox Officer. That's a mouthful. Say that a couple of times quickly. Chief Xbox Officer. Can you say that? Chief Xbox Officer. No, I'll just look at me saying no.
Chief Xbox Officer.
There you go. Nolan's in the house. All right. He just made it on the airwaves. But Robbie Bach was on, and it was a great, great dialogue about the experiences that he gained from creating the original Xbox, hence Xbox Revisited. And it talks about Civic Engineer, his role, and how do you take what he learned in that environment and make a difference in the community, which is what we strive to do here on the Unleashed Radio Hour. Which leads me to another category or sector, if you will, about the Unleashed Radio Hour that I'm excited about. And, you know, when we started to go through, I started at the top of the hour saying, hey, I started this show out a lot to be about me, and realized I had the gift to put a spotlight on other people, on other things that are going on that are making a difference in people's lives. And so there were a number of shows that I would say were for a cause. To have an opportunity to talk about the significance of that cause and in the business community, in your life, and for the support that they were providing to folks out there in the community. And a number of them started right out of the gate. You know, when I look at the first show that was for a cause, you know, in January of last year at the end of the month, you know, we did a show on the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. You know, great interview with Joe Bruce from the show about all that's going on, about the educational outreach. You can go out. That was on the 29th of January last year. You know, we moved into February, started talking about helping, and then it was in March where we really significantly had an opportunity to talk about people who are making a significant difference, and that was a plug for my good friend Robin Doms from Events of Significance, who was on the 19th. But it's also where we got an opportunity to put a spotlight on some nonprofit organizations. March was kind of that giving month where we, believe it or not, oh, and he's up for Walter Payton Man of the Year. J.J. Watt, also recently selected to represent the Houston Texans in the city of Houston in the Pro Bowl, along with DeAndre Hopkins. But at the first show of March on the 5th, Dreaming Big and Working Hard for Our Youth, the J.J. Watt Foundation, had the pleasure of having Karen Edelman join me here in studio, where we had a chance to talk about all of the efforts of the organization and the foundation to make a difference in our youth. When we come back, we'll talk about some of the other shows that were for a cause. I'm also going to engage shortly here my elves, who are going to help me count down the top five most listened to shows of the Unleashed Radio Hour for 2015. You're dialed in. You're listening here on Bloomberg Business Radio, Business 1110 KTEK. We'll be right back after these messages.
Everybody wants cheap airfare, but where do you find it? You call low-cost airlines. Their prices are direct from the airlines, and they're so low you can't find these fares published anywhere. They specialize in cheap flights, discount hotel rooms, cheap car rental rates, and great package deals anywhere around the world. Wherever you want to go, they can help you get there cheaply and with a best price guarantee. If you want the lowest prices on your airline tickets or other travel services, call now. That's right, call. That's the only way to get these rates. Experts are standing by 24/7 to get you the cheapest airfare and hotel rates available. So don't wait. Call right now for the lowest travel prices anywhere and for great last-minute travel deals, too. Call right now. 800-708-3091. 800-708-3091. 800-708-3091. That's 800-708-3091.
This is Business 1110.
I got it opened up. Can I get it? Amen.
Amen.
Can I get another?
Another.
We're trying to have some fun. Now, there's the red whistle that I know that doesn't work all the time. Hey, you're dialed in. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour. I am your host, Ron Klinger. Again, I'm excited to be here. Merry Christmas to you all as you prepare for Santa's arrival. All right, and hopefully you're out there having an opportunity to spend time with family and loved ones as you unleash, oh, there it is, this holiday season. When we went to break, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about we're doing a year in review. Again, you can find out about all of these shows and more out at UnleashedRadioHour.com. You can get the promo descriptions, and you can also listen to them all as a podcast. And shortly, in the next segment, we're going to talk about, I'm warming up my show elves for the day, where we're going to help us do the top five countdown of the shows that we're listening to out on our podcast site. But go out to UnleashedRadioHour.com and click on the podcast link. You know, when we were talking about those shows that helped to support a cause, there were about 10 of them. There's probably a couple more in there, but 10 that I really targeted out of the 50 shows that have been done. This is show 51 for the year 2015. A lot of fives and ones in there. Holy smoke sausage. All right. Are you smoking any sausage? I got some to brown for tomorrow for a casserole that I got to make, but that's another story for another day. All right, we'll wake up to some fun goodies in the crock pot. Hey, but anyway, as we move on, we had 10 shows for a cause. We talked about, you know, the show that we put a spotlight on, the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. We talked about the J.J. Watt Foundation. It was pretty cool to see that information posted on the J.J. Watt Foundation website. So, yeah, I did a little snip and captured that for my little radio show log and to track the journal of where we've been and where we're going. You know, when we also brought in, we had an opportunity. We'll talk about this a little bit more in depth. That's a little hint, wink, wink, wiggle, wiggle, about the get-together, making a difference one get-together at a time. We'll talk about that show. Great way of bringing the business community together to meet the needs of folks out there who are absolutely in need. We also brought in and we talked about the Positive Coaching Alliance, and there was another show that we talked about them. You know, the Positive Coaching Alliance, we'll dial that in here, and we'll talk about one of the things I'm most proud of in the Community Star Award when we come back after the break. Another show that made a significant difference that was really about a cause was we had our good friend, the Ultimate Fan. All right, the Ultimate Fan, my buddy Steve, who was recently on the news for another cause that he's supporting. But we had the Texas Superfans cooking for the Ronald McDonald House. They had a chili cook-off in April that helped to raise funds for the Ronald McDonald House here in Houston. So we got to learn about their efforts, what they do, and how they do that. Great show, fun show, engaging show. You want to go out and listen to that one. And that was on April 2nd. All right, the Texan Superfans cooking for the Ronald McDonald House. We also had Derek Bowles standing up for America. So you can go out and search Derek Bowles, making a significant difference in working to impact our youth and how we lead them and guide them in what we do and support them in our society. Also, we're going to talk about this one a little bit later, Project 88. So if our friend Erica and Garrett Graham, you may recognize that name from the Houston Texans. We're going to talk about Project 88 a little bit more when we come back after the break. We also talked about Houston's best and brightest companies to work for in August. Great show. Hey, that one's got a lot of listens. That was on the 20th of August. We also went and we put a spotlight on a lot of other good things, but on a movie that's getting ready to release here in Houston called Touched by Terrence Tykeem. We interviewed Terrence and what he was doing and the purpose behind the show. Go out and listen to that one. That was on August 27th. Again, all these are indexed out at UnleashedRadioHour.com. You can find them all on the podcast link. You can find them all on the podcast link that's out on that site and listen to them. You know, and then another one where we actually were working to support a cause as we got into it is dialing in and helping out to share a message about the Positive Coaching Alliance. And I say that and then I pause because if you go out to the website, go out to UnleashedRadioHour.com, click on Community Star Award. The Positive Coaching Alliance was the first recipient of our Community Star Award. We'll talk a little bit more about that in this next break. But I've got some help here. We're going to get us and take us to a break. Who's up? Into the microphone, young man, my little elf.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to my dad and on the Unleashed Radio Hour. We will be right back after these messages.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom49.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom49.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 49.com. Go to freedom49.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom49.com.
This is Business 1110.
And welcome back to the Unleash Radio Hour.
Yeah, we got some show elves here in the studio. Yeah, put them on the spot. She's blushing right now. That was my daughter, Audra, welcoming us back from the break. Hey, this is a nice big segment. We're going to continue this dialogue. We're doing a year in review. We're having a little fun. It's not every day that I get to bring the kiddos here into the studio, so I'm finding a way to positively engage them, let them have some fun here on the Unleashed Radio Hour. So when we were talking about the different shows, I went over a whole host of them, that shows that we did for a cause. Oh, by the way, I did, including today, hashtag Ronalogue. There's been about 20 of those because I fill in and try to carry some of that and share some information and thoughts that I've got. You know, when we go through, you know, when we look at the domain, we look at the categories, you know, some of the top categories that this show has been dialed into, you know, areas of leadership. You know, we've been talking about engagement and entrepreneurs, talking about the community, coaching. We've also been talking a lot about organizational development and culture, a lot on how you create a vision. And that's one little thing I want to dial in. If you go out to the red website, click on them, go to unleashedradiohour.com. Click on Listener Central and scroll down. One of the cool things about this that I discovered, and I'd forgotten all about it, is I went back and I was doing this show on vision, and I had created a little visionscape document about how there was a microphone in the center of it. And I put that image that's out there, and you can see that actually online at unleashedradiohour.com. Click on Listener Central. But if you scroll down to the very bottom of that, you'll notice it's kind of scary. I actually registered the domain for this show, UnleashedRadioHour.com, in April, on the 1st. No, that's no April Fool's joke. April 1st of 2011. So 4 or 5 years ago, as we transition into 2016, right? And it's like, wow. And ironically, the cool part is it renewed on 4/1/2015. So I did a little snip from managing my domains out online. But for me, it was kind of cool that the vision started for the show way back when. And then I registered the domain unleashedradiohour.com on the 1st of April in 2011. So that being said, I guess there was some significant purpose for this. There was some vision. There was some divine intervention. And here we are. And now what we're going to do is I had an opportunity. I'm going to get my little show elves to help me out here. I went back and looked at, and I can track on the podcast site, and I used a little bit of my own scientific method, all right, to figure this out and to really look at and say, okay, what were those shows that really had people engaged? Not only from the number of times that they have been replayed on the podcast site that I use and track, but also from people following along and doing. And so one of the things I wanted to dial in and share, we're going to go 5-4-3-2-1. Going to give you the top 5, 5-4-3-2-1. And I've got my assistants here, my little radio show elves and production elves, to start out. And we're going to kick it in. Miss Arda, I think you have the first one. What was the first one you want to share?
Well, coming in to number 5, how you can lead for a better tomorrow.
All right. So thank you. Great job, Audra. So Nolan's got the next one here in a moment. But hey, the show that we did, that was actually on the 5th of November. The 5th of November, how you can lead for a better tomorrow. You know, that's in the domain of leadership. And I actually had a little fun with that. I had my old high school colleague and connection and friend, Jason Hipshire, who's hip on leadership. He joined me for that show. He was actually on vacation. I said, hey, bro, I got some time. You want to jump in the conversation? He said, sure. So what we did and how we went about that show, you know, we talked all about leadership. We talked all about the significance of leadership. But more importantly, we dove into a couple key areas and key ingredients of that discussion. You know, who's influenced you? How have they influenced you? You know, and it was critical that we broke that down as to how you lead. And so
You can go out and listen to that show that was listened to right now. Believe it or not, that show since it aired and was posted has been replayed 45 times. So that's kind of cool for me. Is that breaking the sound barrier? Absolutely not. But that shows that there's some synergy around that. And I also want to give Jason a huge props and thanks for being a part of that show. Again, that was on the 5th of November. So if you're going out, click on the podcast link, go down to November 5th, how you can lead for a better tomorrow. All right, so what's the next one? Number four, Nolan.
Project 88, because people matter.
Right. So, and you remember Project 88. Why do you guys remember Project 88? What did we get to do?
Well, talk to Garrett Graham.
Yeah, you got to talk to Garrett Graham because they invited us out of courtesy. That was a really nice gift. They invited us down to training camp, so we got to talk to Garrett Graham after training camp, get your picture taken with them, have a fun time and a fun adventure there as well, too. So we want to thank Garrett Graham and Erica Graham. Erica for outreach and Garrett for supporting us and not only coming in and telling the message about Project 88. Well, they're working out, and by the way, that show aired. You can find that. That was on the 23rd of July, right before training camp got started. We managed to get him in here on the 23rd of July. You know, and if you're not familiar with Project 88, you can go out to project88.org, project88.org. And if you want to learn more, the key of what they're working to do at Project 88 is to make sure that when they look at hey, how do we help make a better future for our youth? They're significantly involved right now in helping to build, and they have the belief that all students deserve an equal opportunity to succeed. They've got college advisors who just worked their tails off this fall to work at getting college applications turned in. They're working through a program, Advise Texas, through Texas A&M. They put on a leadership conference. And it's all about helping to grow that next generation of leaders. So not only was that a great show, not only is it an important show that you need to go and listen to. Again, the date of that one out on the podcast site is on July 23rd of 2015, Project 88, because people matter. But I also want to give a huge props and thanks out to Garrett and Erica Graham for the cause of what they've chose to support in making a difference in our community. So thank you very much to them. All right, number three.
The identity crisis of a youth.
This one here coming in, this was a hashtag runalogue. This was back in January, so if you go out on the podcast site, this one was back in January, and to dial that back in, it was a show, it was The Identity Crisis of Our Youth. I can go on, I can redo, that was a runalogue, so it's all, I can carry that one. And the reason that one became very important, and the reason why that one is very important to me, is I truly believe that there's so much that's going on in that maturation process of our youth that they get lost. There's so many key influencers, from their peers to the media to their parents, and I think it's absolutely critical that we help our young people learn who they are, their values, what's important to them, their interests, what is it they want to do, what's their personality, and what are their strengths. Oh, by the way, I do this in academic and career coaching, one-on-one coaching with my clients. That's why I know this, so that they can positively launch into adulthood, into that career, into an area where they can enjoy the lifestyle that they want, and they're not having to worry about, okay, where's the next paycheck coming from, and what do I do, and how do I do that? If you want to learn more on that identity crisis of getting dialed in, that show was on the 22nd of January last year. So again, go out to that podcast site, click on the show. Number three came in as The Identity Crisis of Our Youth. All right, who's got number two?
How to season and how to unleash your career.
It was a how-to session. I know we're in the holiday seasons. I just got the funny face look. Can you say how-to session?
How-to session.
Yeah, it's a how-to session. I like this one because this one's very important to me as well, on how to unleash your career. This was another runalogue. Hey, this one was in June. This one picked up a lot of momentum very quickly. This one it was all a buzz. And I even actually had a very good friend of mine who lives overseas dial in, and this was the one podcast he chose to listen to. And he's like, dude, I love what you do, man. I've been out. He was a recruiter. His name was George, my good friend Jorge, all right, who is now getting ready to move over to Italy. Hey, get this. He's like, wow, that was some great tips on how to unleash your career. So jump in, go out there, and some of the tips that I know that I shared as I put on the promo, it doesn't matter what age you are, where you're at in your career, what you're doing, how you're doing it.
because some of the tips can apply to you on that career transition, where you're going, what you're doing. Matter of fact, I actually had someone call in and text and email me and says, hey, I'd love to visit with you. I'm at a transition point because I'm not sure what to do with my career. Not only did they listen to a show that mattered, they listened to this one on that how-to session on how to unleash your career. And I think that's critical because that is actually how you get dialed in for success. So that was number two, right? So we have a mini drum roll. The number one most listened to. And now, ladies and gentlemen, if I go back, the fifth show, how you can lead for a better tomorrow, 45 replays. Project 88, because people matter, 56. Two and three are tied at 61 replays. All right, number three was the identity crisis of our youth. Number two was how-to session on how to unleash your career. And the number one with 115 replays, which means this peppy has been played quite a bit. And it's been that way for all year long. The number one is?
The Get Together, Making a Difference, One Get Together at a Time.
Yes, Making a Difference, One Get Together at a Time. All right, yeah, and if you, hey, 115 replays. So it blew away all the others. The closest replays to that out there, I think I found, was 67. It was a different topic. But hey, when we look at that 115 replays, let's talk a minute about it, because that was a cause. And it was a great cause. Go out. You can look for gettogether.org, thegettogether.org. There's information out there. This show aired in March of 2015. It was the show that was done on the 12th of March. It's called The Get Together, and you can learn more at The Get Together. Here's what it is. TheGetTogether.org is a community that brings business members together that focuses on the key needs of vetted, not just picked out of a hat, these nonprofit organizations that are out there that are doing steward work, that are maybe even a part of a mission of a group. They are helping to offer opportunities for folks who are in need. So you have a get-together, you come together for a luncheon, you meet other business members, you network, and then before the luncheon is over, you've heard about one of their sponsored organizations. They've got a great video on their website that you can watch and learn how to get involved. And then there's also a needs document that goes around, and every table picks a particular area, and they talk about what are the needs that exist in the community and how do we meet them based upon the vetted nonprofit organizations that they are a part of for that year. Every year the process goes through where organizations have to apply to be included. They get to put a spotlight on their organization, the difference that they're making. And I'll tell you something, it's extremely powerful. And people are like, okay, what do they want? They want just money? No. They want to know, who do you know? Let's get together and let's talk about how we can help. Sometimes it's just, hey, a business contact. I know someone that can do HVAC, and they may be willing to help you guys out. Does that mean they're going to do it for free? No, but they may do it at a better cost or be able to find ways to help save that nonprofit organization some money. Or maybe there's someone with unique gift, talents, and strengths who wouldn't mind volunteering a couple of hours to help make a difference. That's what The Get Together is all about. You can learn more at thegettogether.org. And if you really want the total picture, make sure you go out and listen to the show. It was the most listened to show, replayed show on our podcast site, The Get Together. It was aired on the 12th of March, and I truly think you will love listening to that show, The Get Together, Making a Difference, One Get Together at a Time.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to my dad on the Unleashed Radio Hour. We'll be right back after these messages.
Attention managers, business owners, and human resources professionals. Do you struggle with positively engaging and developing your team? Hi, this is Ron Klinger, host of the Unleashed Radio Hour. For over a decade, I have been coaching and helping leaders just like you. From management and leadership training to individual coaching and support, I can help you address the everyday challenges you face in your business or organization. If you're looking for a partner to your success, call the man who can help you with your plan. You can reach me online at motivationaltransitions.com or by phone at 832-746-9760.
Business 1110 KTEK invites you to join us Friday, January 29th for a night of funny business with Naz, 7 p.m. at the Foundry United Methodist Church. One of America's top inspirational comedians, Nazareth will have you cracking up harder than you have in years.
And then I was invited by Ramstein Air Force Base to I thought they're trying to deport me nicely. You guys have to be careful of your slang. Some people overseas think you're cannibals. Give me a hand. Leave me alone. I'm just pulling your leg. Don't do it.
Friday, January 29th at the Foundry United Methodist Church, just two blocks north of 290 on Jones Road. Tickets are just $20 online, $25 at the door.
I come home. One is on the computer, one on the iPad, one on the iPhone. I have to call them by their username to get them to listen to me.
Get your tickets now at business1110ktek.com. Come join us for a night of funny business with Naz, Friday, January 29th from Business 1110 KTEK.
This is Business 1110.
All right, we're back here. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour. This is a year in review. I'm laughing because there were two little elves here in my studio that were jumping up and down, getting down to that jam. Hey, and to that point, if you're here and you're a Houston Texans fan, that song, can relate to a show here on the Unleashed Radio Hour because y'all know, hey, when you hear that song, who do you turn down for?
Watts.
Who?
Watt.
Yeah, J.J. Watt. Yeah, guess what? We were able to put a spotlight on his organization, the J.J. Watt Foundation, back in March. Dreaming big, working hard for our youth. Go out and listen to that show. It's a year in review. Love that show. Love that. And a great opportunity to make a big difference here out in the community. So dial in. Yeah, go out, peruse, look. Have a good time. You know, I was out perusing, and I wanted to go through and kind of talk about one of the things that I do every show that I enjoy is sharing a quote of the week. You know, there's a couple of them out there. I post them where they've gotten a lot more likes than others. One of them that came up that is on the Facebook page that you can go to, and you only get these on Facebook, so you got to go out to Facebook. This is subliminal message. In order to get the quotes, you must go to Facebook and like the Unleashed Radio Hour. What was that? Did you hear something?
No, I didn't hear anything.
I did.
Oh, you did? You did? Something. I don't know what that was. Hey, but that message is true. You can only get it out on Facebook. Go out and search Unleashed Radio Hour. You know, one of the quotes that came out well is, dream big, work hard, stay focused, and surround yourself with good people. You know, that was done and around, you know, hey, that you're judged by the people that you keep around you. You know, and I always try to give good quotes. And here's another one that was extremely popular when I posted it. You know, when something bad happens, you have three choices. You can either let it define you, let it destroy you, or you can let it strengthen you. So how do we learn and grow from those experiences? Yeah, there's a couple another there. And some of, hey, I choose strength. I choose strength. Yeah, so people even chimed in and shared that one as well. All the quotes from the past shows are out there. Oh, here's one because we have a lot of entrepreneurs that listen into the show as well. Entrepreneurship is living a few years of your life like most people won't, so that you can spend the rest of your life like most people can't. Yeah, so all of those entrepreneurs out there, it's called that putting it in up front, doing the work so that you can live the life that you want to live. But sometimes that comes at a sacrifice because most people would not do that. You know, another big quote that I know that was extremely popular. Here's that one that talks about the people around you. You are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. Make sure that you choose wisely. Yeah, that one is a tough one, depending on who you surround yourself with. Another one that I think is extremely important that I've shared multiple times, and it is really at the core of what this show is all about. You know, it's on leadership. It's a key one on leadership that has been shared multiple times here on the Unleashed Radio Hour. It gets a lot of different likes and different shares. And this is what this show is about. Your gifts are not about you. Leadership is not about you. Your purpose is not about you. A life of significance is about serving those who need your gifts, your leadership, and your purpose. You know, that's the quote that I'll leave you with there here for today. You can get all the quotes from the shows. You can go out to Facebook, follow along at Unleashed Radio Hour. Ah, that went quick. You hear the music, that means it's time for us to go to a break. We'll be right back to close out the show right after these messages.
Sometimes opportunities come which have the potential for changing your life. Will you recognize it? I'm pastor and businessman David Mitchell. Come join me and my team for a two-day training session where you will learn how to cut out the middleman and manage your own finances. Learn powerful short-term trading strategies for generating cash flow, as well as longer-term strategies for more safety. All of these have been passed down for generations in my family. I look forward to sharing these powerful skill sets with you. Perhaps this is the opportunity you shouldn't pass up. New Venture on Wall Street. Build your legacy.
Coming to the Holiday Inn Intercontinental Airport, January 22nd and 23rd. Only $99.95 for your entire household, plus a free ticket for a friend and full money-back guarantee. Call 877-907-TRADE. That's 877-907-8723. Or go to NVOWS.com. That's NVOWS.com.
This is Business 1110.
And ladies and gentlemen, again, we thank you for taking time, for taking the opportunity to listen here to the Unleashed Radio Hour. I'm your host, Ron Klinger. On this Christmas Eve, I want to wish all of you and yours a Merry Christmas. And hey, I also really want to thank all of those here at the station, Ron, Andy, Jason. Yeah, Jason across the hall, love you, brother. Appreciate you coming in. Hey, it takes a lot of people to make this happen. You know, and today I have the gift. And to me, it is a gift. It's not always that you can take your kiddos in an environment where they can learn and experience and do something new, something as unique as getting onto the airwaves. And so I'm grateful this holiday season for the gift that I got to bring them along today. You know, they've been a part of the show. They helped do the countdown. They're going to help us close out the show here in just a second. You know, but the reality is, listen, this was about a year in review. Whatever your process is for you, to help you unleash your career, unleash your business, do what you need to do, how you need to do it, whatever the case might be, takes a moment to hit the pause button. And I know that that's not always an easy thing to do in the hustle and the bustle that we know as the holiday season, but take some moments, hit the pause button, make sure that you have an opportunity to give thanks. You know, go listen. I did kind of the same thing around the Thanksgiving time that I did, you know, was having an attitude of gratitude about what you're doing and how you're doing it. And I'm grateful for the fact that you've been a part of the journey for this year. We got some great and amazing and exciting things next year. You know, one of the things that I'm extremely proud of this year with the Unleashed Radio Hour is this is the 51st episode of the Unleashed Radio Hour. 52 will be next week. That we've made it every week, but also more importantly, I'm excited about putting a spotlight on the ways that people out there in the greater Houston area and beyond are making a difference in their community. You can learn more about that and what happens at unleashedradiohour.com, and I would encourage you to go click on Community Star Award. In 2016, we're going to award some more community stars. We'll have a process fully in place. That's my working in the business over the holiday break. But at this point in time, I've got my elves that are going to help us out here today. And we would like to wish you all a very
Merry Christmas. And until next week,
see ya!